You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In the months leading up to the Rio Olympics, Ann Arbor has been a hive of training activity for a group of runners from, of all places, New Zealand, drawn to the historic University of Michigan track field for a chance to work with retired men's track and field coach Ron Warhurst. In 2008, under Ron's guidance, New Zealand runner Nick Willis won silver in Beijing. His success story inspired Julian Matthews and Hamish Carson to travel from New Zealand to Michigan, hoping to qualify for their very first Olympics. Ron's coaching has paid off. Today, Nick Willis, Julian Matthews, and Hamish Carson all fly from Detroit to Rio to run in the men's 1500 for New Zealand. 2016 Olympian Hamish Carson is here with us, as is Ron Warhurst, retired men's track and field coach for the University of Michigan. Welcome, Ron.
Thank you very much.
So good to have you both here. Ron, how many runners have actually been working with you these past months in Ann Arbor?
Three fellows that are going to the Olympics. Nick Willis, who was the original guy who came here in 2002 and stayed on, graduated from Michigan, and I think after the 2008 Olympics, he made a tour of New Zealand, and I think he influenced quite a few younger runners of just that, hey, we can do this, like Peter Snell and the fellows did. And I think Hamish and Julian were part of that crew that were motivated to say, hey, maybe we can keep going on and on. So
yes, you're talking about Julian Matthews, who's also been training here with Hamish Carson. And then I think the fact that when your runner, Nick Willis, had that silver medal draped around his neck from the Beijing Olympics, that probably spoke pretty strongly to you,
Hamish? Yeah, we've had a great history of milers in New Zealand since Jack Lovelock in the 1936 Olympics. Yep. Peter Snell, of course, and John Walker. So for Nick to have that silver medal in Beijing was massive, and I think for both Julian and I, we've really, really followed in his footsteps.
So coming to Ann Arbor to work with you, and how many Olympians have you actually trained in your career, Ron? Can you remember how many?
Well, I believe eight or nine. I am not this gentleman.
Right.
He's got a coach from home who's 93 years old.
Yeah, I'm my just, Ann Arbor coach.
I'm the surrogate away from home type of guy.
Yeah, absolutely. As they've been working.
It'll be 10 after these guys go.
You're my younger coach.
I'm the younger guy.
What is it like for you? Let's just talk about seeing Nick Willis, who came as a student from New Zealand to come and run for you at the University of Michigan. What is it like to see one of your runners standing there on the Olympic block with an Olympic medal around his neck?
Well, you kind of get spoiled. I've been spoiled over the years with some really, really great, talented young men. Brian Deemer was the first one in 1984, got the bronze medal in the steeplechase in 84 Olympics, which is a surprise. And as a continuation, Nick was a surprise in 08 to everybody around the world except me. I've had a lot of success over the years coaching distance runners and most recently really good milers. It's kind of like you anticipate something good's going to happen. And then when it does happen, I was quite choked up with it. It has to do with the emotions you get wrapped up with you're sharing with the young athletes and so forth. You share a lot of their emotions and so forth because their success is kind of predicated on how you work with them and so forth. So it's a very proud moment for sure.
Hamish, what do you remember about the moment when you realized you'd qualified, you were going to Rio?
Well, it took quite a long time, really. I'd run this time in May. Julian and I had both done this race in Swarthmore. Julian had run just under the standard, and I was just over. I was 0.05 of a second off. But luckily, there's a system whereby they take the 45 best athletes. There's a drop down where the next fastest times are taken. So I was chasing that time, and then it came to a stage later on in the season where I thought, right, I've got to get into my prep now. And so I'll just hope that I'll run fast enough. And luckily I had. And so a few weeks ago I found out that, yes, I was going to the Rio Olympics. It's going to be the first time that New Zealand's had three 1500 meter runners at the Games. So pretty special.
All of them under your wing, Ron.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you think, Hamish, that you're going to take from working with your – how old? 94-year-old coach?
He's turning 94 2 days before the heat. Yeah.
Your longtime coach in New Zealand, and then coming here with your younger coach, Ron, your Ann Arbor coach, Ron. What are you taking away from these months of working in Ann Arbor that has just given you something that you needed to make the Olympics?
It's just a great training environment. I mean, Nick being a silver medalist previously at the Olympics, you know that if you can keep up with him in training that you're on the right track. and Ron's been coaching Nick for so long, so he obviously knows what he's doing as well. So I can just run along with Nick, and really it just takes a whole lot of pressure off.
Nick's like the pace car.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's in great form.
But did you get new insights about what you can do personally from working with Ron?
Yeah, definitely. It's just made it all go a lot smoother, I think. But because Ron's there at every session, and he's yelling at us from the sidelines, saying very nice,
using that Marine training, right, Ron?
Yeah. But also it's not just about pushing it really hard in every session. I've gained a lot from listening to both Ron and Nick about taking it easier on those days that you don't need to be pushing to the max. And so when those harder sessions do come around, I've got a bit more in the tank to really push it.
I'm interested, what do you tell your runners, Ron? You've got these young runners, you've got Hamish, first time ever going to the Olympics, along with Julian. Nick, it's his fourth time. But do you tell them, treat it like any other race, or is there going to be something that kicks in when they're waiting for the pistol to go off, realizing they're running with those five rings overhead?
To me, it's just like preparing for another race, you know, a championship race. You're tapering down. You've got all your background. You're tapering down. When you get to the line, you have to be very confident in what you're going to do. You have to have a race plan. But within the race plan, there's got to be some flexibility in case other people do things that you're not expecting. And I think that's where the confidence comes in, of the preparation of what they've done for the past 4 or 5 years up until the point now that they're confident that they've raced a lot of these people before. It's not they're going to go in there and see all these different people, possibly a few, but through the first rounds, it's going to be like, this is just another race, and the Olympic finals is what the goal is to be. So there's still 3 or 4 efforts that have to be accomplished before they get there. So I think the more confident they have and the less nerves they can deal with and control that emotion, becomes a lot simpler for them to focus on what they're doing. It's really difficult. There's so much going on, and everybody's there. Oh, you're in the Olympics, and they're going to have family there. Hamish's mom's going to be there. And, it's a fantastic thing for everybody involved. And people got to realize that the most important thing is what these guys are going to do.
It is interesting to stop and think that Hamish and Nick and Julian, who have come from New Zealand to run in Ann Arbor and work with you, they're running on a truly historic track. When you think of what happened on May 25th, 1935, remind everyone again, Ron, what did Jesse Owens do that day on this track?
On the track that they've trained on, Jesse Owens set 4 world records that day. I believe he ran the 100 in a world record, the 200, the long jump, and I believe he ran the world record in the 200 yard hurdles back in those days, all within an hour. That's what's really amazing thing about it, we've got a plaque down there, even though he's Ohio State Buckeye, people definitely do recognize, great performance and great feats from,
There was no such thing as doping around then either.
No, he was purely on organic food at that time and juice.
When you think what he did a year later by smacking Hitler right in the face at the Berlin Olympics and winning gold medals right under Hitler's nose.
Absolutely.
Apart from that obvious hope for a medal, Ron, what are your hopes for your runners as they head to the Olympics?
I just hope all three of them get through. I think it would be a fantastic effort if both Julian and Hamish got to the semis, and then after that, it's like it's icing on the cake. It's just a matter of, oh my gosh, they're in the semifinals. Well, Julian made the semifinals last year in the World Championships. But he was running on empty at that point because he had run like 25 races trying to get us, chasing a standard. And this is a whole lot different. They've been paired a lot better, I think, being at altitude and doing the stronger workouts that we've done. So I am optimistic. I am always optimistic. I want all three in the finals. But, realistically, Nate's hoping to get a medal and Nick's hoping to get a medal. I think their goal is to get to the semis and then reevaluate the goals. You can always change your goals.
Step at a time.
Yeah, you don't have to say, well, if we don't get here, it's a failure this way. You get to the prelims, then you go, okay, the next goal is to get to the next round. So you can always adjust your goals accordingly, and I think that's where I think their mentality, where their heads are at this point.
And the men's 1500 will be run on?
The 16th. And then the semifinal is on the 18th and the final on the 20th.
I do believe that NBC will cover it, even the prelims, because of several American milers or 1,500-meter runners will be in there.
We got to scalp some of them.
So I think, I think if you look for the black jersey with the silver fern. And
we know those are Ron's guys.
Yes, ma'am. They're New Zealand's guys.
Yes, but they're yours too.
Yes.
Ron Warhurst, of course, retired as the University of Michigan men's track and field coach, still helping young athletes realize their dreams of running in the Olympics. And Hamish Carson headed to his first Olympics to compete for New Zealand in the men's 1500. Good luck to you, Hamish.
Thank you very much.
And Ron, thank you so much for sharing your coaching tips for all of us, because there's some very good ideas that you're offering up there. Thanks so much to both of you for being with us.
And we thank you also.